completes our public hearings for the day, referring back to our first public hearing, which was conditional use number 2523 Tabor Trinidad.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Robertson has a motion.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Mears. Mr. Mears and I worked on this motion to get it ready for the hearing or the decision based on the hearing made this evening or this afternoon. The motion is that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 2523 for Tyra Trinidad for a nail salon business based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the site is located within the coastal area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. This small business use is appropriate within this area. Two, the property is zoned AR1 agricultural residential. The use of the property is a small nail salon business that was just the applicant was a home occupation. The applicant now seeks to expand the existing use to include an additional employee. A conditional use for this relatively inconspicuous business use is appropriate at this location. Three, the use will not adversely affect area roadways or neighboring properties with the conditions imposed on the conditional use. Four, a nail salon provides a service at a convenient location to nearby county residents and it has a public or semi-public character that will benefit residents of Sussex County. Five, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. Six, the recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to a nail salon business. B, there shall be not more than two manicure and two pedicure stations within the location. The final site plan shall depict the area of the existing structure set aside for the business use, and this floor plan shall show the location of the stations. C, there shall only be retail sales occurring from the site that coincide with scheduled appointments of clients, not general retailing. D, one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side shall be permitted. E, the hours of operation shall be limited to 9 a.m. through 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 a.m. until 5 o'clock p.m. on Saturdays. There shall not be any Sunday hours. F, any lighting on the site shall be screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. G, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT requirements, including any entrance or roadway improvements. H, the final site plan shall clearly show all areas for employee and customer vehicle parking, and these areas shall be clearly marked on the site itself. There shall not be any parking within the property setbacks. I, failure to comply with any of these conditions may be grounds for termination of the conditional use approval. And J, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
So moved.
I second the motion.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2523 Tyra Trinidad for the reasons and with stipulations stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and stipulations stated in the motion. Motion carries 4-0. Thank you. Our next item was change of zone number 2018, James Yerke the second.
I have questions about this one.
Can I make a suggestion too? Just to think about it. It doesn't make sense, or it may not make sense to downzone this without the conditional use also occurring. It just strikes me that it might make sense to defer action on it and hold the record open to completion of the conditional use application.
I agree.
You know, I mean, because.
I love it.
Yeah, I like that. I don't like that a lot.
I think that's my motion.
Okay.
let me try to rephrase it. For action, leaving the record open pending the conditional use application.
That's right.
To receive the record from the conditional use application.
To complete the hearing on the conditional use application.
Because you want that record. That's what you want in
right.
the record.
Because neither one of them standing alone. You know, make any sense.
Agreed. It's almost like they should have come together.
Yeah. Well, and I think that staff anticipated it would come together, but they never got the site plan from the applicant on the conditional use. Yeah.
Is downzoning in the middle of that MR a no-no?
Well, it would be. It's the problem is you can't get the conditional use.
Yeah.
I mean, I still have that issue.
Well, yeah, because I mean, if it is, we don't even need to have a conditional use if we deny the downzoning.
Yeah.
Well, what will happen is if we have the conditional use hearing, we'll have to defer action on that until we've acted on this hearing, then depending on how we act on the zoning, we'll automatically say what happens to the other one. Well, in one instance, if we deny this at that time, then the conditional use goes away because you can't have a conditional use in a...
So, and Mr. Mears, you're right. I mean, it's questionable whether to downzone it to AR1 when it's surrounded by MR, but that's not as clear because it may be appropriate for the type of business use that he's applying for to have a conditional use there, and you would need the AR. You know, that's why I was suggesting wait and see what the conditional use is.
Yeah. I mean, it's a small business. It won't hurt anything.
Yeah.
If there are scenarios, I imagine there are scenarios already where people are doing exactly this in MR and probably nobody knows, right?
Well, they haven't been cited, yeah.
They haven't been cited yet.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's a good thing.
But it's a thing.
It is a thing.
But it just seems like you don't have enough information to act on even the conditional use because you don't even have a site plan to know what or where he's doing there.
Right.
We have two containers.
And I'm sympathetic to the, like, I'm just trying to, like, cobble together money to do things, but, you know, that's going to take a long time.
The other thing is, it's concerning, is that he's adding soil there, you know, that wouldn't show up. If we had a site plan, it would show up on that with topo work and potentially SCD review.
And I believe that was cited in the complaint that we did receive, or the, not complaint, but the public comment against this was that he was filling in land and it was causing water to run on another property.
Correct. And at the moment, we don't even know if SCD are aware of the change. So that's something the applicant and engineer need to work out with the state. So,
do we have a motion in a second? I don't.
Yes. Yeah, so the motion is to defer awaiting the hearing for the conditional use application.
Defer and hold the record open for completion of the hearing on the conditional use application.
I second the motion.
Been moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 2018, James Yerke II, leaving the record open pending the completion of the conditional use hearing. Is that it? That good enough?
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
Just before we get to that, I maybe get some instructions from the commission on this just so it's in the record because it sounds like, you know, we don't want this to remain open-ended either. It just seems like the constables should be keeping an eye on what's going on there and, you know, maybe just visit and see if all the approvals are in place.
And tomorrow morning we're going to make contact, Mr. Chairman, with the applicant and get that CU application moving. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Could we also... I imagine there's probably problems associated with the dirt movement that's happened.
And absolutely, we can certainly work with the applicant to encourage them to address that before we bring it back. So,
Okay. Tell him to take a look at that place next door while he's going out there, because it sounds like somebody else is doing something there.
That is a very large building.
Look like some equipment out there too.
I mean, it could be if it's agricultural equipment, it's okay.
And it'd be helpful to know that. Frankly, that might help this gentleman get himself situated, too, if we know what's going on independently next door.
Yep. All right. Our next public hearing was Ordinance 23-12.
This one, I also have a motion, just it's straightforward enough. I am going to read the short title again just to follow what council does. So this is Ordinance Number 23-12. 34913 Frankfort Avenue, Frankfort, Delaware, LLC, or Frankfort DE LLC. It's an ordinance to amend the Sussex County sewer tier map of the comprehensive plan from the Tier 4 area system operational areas to the Tier 2 Sussex County planning area.
Are you kidding me?
I can't believe it went the whole meeting without ringing.
I'd like to remind. No, sorry.
That is so funny.
Oh, that's classic.
I'm just glad it wasn't me. I got to read from him about it.
I'm going to read myself a new one.
Bam,
bam. We can do that later. Yeah.
Put it on the agenda for next
time. All right, starting over, this is an ordinance to amend the Sussex County sewer tier map of the comprehensive plan from the Tier 4 area, which is system operational areas, to the Tier 2 area, which is Sussex County planning area, in relation to tax parcels 433.11.00, 17.00, and 433-11.00, 17.01. The properties are lying on the east side of DuPont Boulevard, Route 113, on the north and south side of Delaware Avenue, Sussex County Route 54A, at the intersection of DuPont Boulevard, Route 113, and Delaware Avenue, again, Sussex County Route 54A. 911 address is 34910 and 33913 Delaware Avenue, Frankfort. Tax map parcels are 433, 11.00, 17.00, and 17.01. The zoning is C1 General Commercial District. And the motion is that the commission move to recommend this ordinance based upon the record made during the public hearing and the concurrence of the County Engineering Department for the map amendment. This will enable the property, which has been used for business purposes, to connect to county sewer. This property is adjacent to Tier 1, and this change to Tier 2 will enable it to be annexed into the Sussex County Sanitary Sewer District.
So moved.
A second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of Ordinance 23-12 for the reasons and with conditions stated in the motion. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons stated in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons stated in the motion.
Collins?
Yes, for the reasons stated in the motion.
Chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. Motion carries 4-0. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that completes our agenda for today. Mr. Whitehouse, do you have anything to add for the good of the order?
None for me, thank you.
No updates, no nothing? Okay. All right, there being none, we stand adjourned. Peace and harmony prevailing.